Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The expression Jonah Man has disappeared from American speech, but there was a time when we knew who he was and we heard him in our songs.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
We associate songs of the Jonah Man with African Americans. They come from the black experience before and after slavery, but their origin also lies in the melancholy, melodramatic, sentimental ballads of the 19th century. In later years, once their time had passed, white singers would occasionally perform them because of their universal emotional resonance. Joan Sprung, She Is More to Be Pitied Than Censured, and Max Morath, If You Don't Have Any Money.
In an old concert hall in the Bowery, round a table was seated one night. A crowd of young fellows carousing, with them life seemed cheerful and bright. At the very next table was seated a girl who had fallen to shame. All the young fellows jeered at her weakness till they heard an old woman explain. She is more to be pitied than censured. She is more to be helped than despised. She is only a lassie who ventured down life's stormy path, ill-advised, ill-advised. Do not scorn her with words fierce and bitter. Do not laugh at her shame and downfall. For a moment, just stop and consider that a man was the cause of it all.
Well, my luck is bad, worse than I've had. Seems to me I'm working awful hard. Nothing I do makes me a suit. I've been losing money by the yard. I went out to tell my Isabel that I was broke and didn't have a red. When I told her that, she got my hat, showed me to the door, and then she said,
if you don't have any money, don't you bother coming out. How you went broke is a story I don't want to hear about.
Now, if you're gonna call me your honeybee, you had better have some do-re-mi. That's what you can't ever call on your baby without.
And if you don't have any money, don't you bother coming round. 'Cause, honey, you ain't the only poodle in the pound.
Now, you're gonna be welcome, I hope to shout. Just bring lots of money and spread it about. But if you don't have any money, don't you bother coming out. Well, I'm working again, I got me a 10. I took it to the races at the track. I had a sure thing, I started to sing, this is where I get my money back. I sat down and wrote my gal a note, said I'd be there at 7 on the dot. But I lost my bet, horse running yet. Listen to the answer that I got.
If you don't have any money, don't you bother coming by. I don't want to go if I've got to pay the waiter on the sly. Now if you're gonna send me those sweet bouquets, put a few greenbacks in the vase. That kind of love makes me sit right down and cry. And if you don't have any money, don't you bother coming through. Cause honey, you ain't the only monkey in the zoo. Just say that you love me and you hope to die. Remember what it takes to satisfy. And if you don't have any money, don't you bother coming by. Bye-bye.
Joan Sprung with William B. Gray, She Is More to Be Pitied Than Censured, and Max Morath with Brewster and Sloan's If You Don't Have Any Money. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. When it first appeared, a Jonah Man was vaudeville slang for a performer whose act has stalled. But the songs in which a Jonah Man or Jonah Woman appeared weren't about vaudeville or vaudeville performers. It was the point of view that mattered. Although vaudeville was largely gone by the 1930s, thanks to a combination of talkies, radio, and the Depression, the point of the Jonah Man continued to show up in songs. Connie Boswell, I'm All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart.
Even though my heart is broken, I always act gay. I just let them think I'm joking. It's better that way. My heart is aching, but no one will know. Clowning and joking, here's the way I go. I'm all dressed up with a broken heart. Just like an actor that plays the part, I'm playing the role of a Jekyll and Hyde, an unhappy soul that keeps smiling outside. This world's a stage and we're all in a show. There's no applause for the loser, you know. So with my chest up, I go all dressed up with a broken heart. For the loser, you know. So with my chest up, I go all dressed up, walking around with a broken heart.
Connie Boswell with Fisher, Unger and Stern's 1931, I'm All Dressed Up with a Broken Heart. The Jonah Man soon moved from vaudeville to the early Ziegfeld Follies, when the great African-American comedian Burt Williams performed as a stereotypical black he called the Jonah Man. He defined him as the unluckiest man in the world, ruefully resigned to his fate. Whites laughed at the stereotype, though you have to hope they all recognized what was universal in the character. It transcended race and social attitudes to reach a level of common humanity. Max Morath sings Jonah Man.
My hard luck started when I was born, least so the old folks say. That same hard luck been my best friend right until this very day. When I was born, my mama's friends to find a name they tried. They named me after my papa, and the same day papa died. Nothing seems to turn out good. I lost my wife to the fancy life, and my rent is overdue. Then when I went to church last Sunday, why, the preacher caught the flu. Yeah, that's why I say sometimes I wish that I was the whale. Why am I this Jonah? I just don't understand. But I'm a good, substantial, full-fledged, real, first-class Jonah man. First-class. Thank you.
Max Morath with Alex Rogers' 1903 Jonah Man. Many of the Jonah Man songs are associated with Burt Williams. Those that aren't are likely to be coon songs, those degrading racist profiles the black performers transformed into comments on the white audiences that enjoyed them so much, or else they projected what was universally human about them. Their complaints about being wronged suggest that their outlook derives from the blues and that they anticipate the torch songs of the following decades. That's especially true when the victims are women or when they fight back in the spirit of the urban blues. The David Dusing Singers, Goodbye, I'll See You Some More, and Lynn Thigpen, 50-50.
She's wise to him. Last Tuesday night, he had a date. So Wednesday night, she stayed out late. When she got home, he had the nerve to start an argument.
"Where have you been at this hour?" said he.
"Well, where were you last night?" said she.
"The club held a meeting, honey, honest and true,"
said she. "My club held a meeting, too.
It's 50-50, it's 50-50, not 60-40, not 70-30. I figured your percentage, honey, it won't do. You've been cheating me, and I've been square with you. I'm getting even, it's even Steven. I'm wise to your lies, 'cause you've opened up my eyes. If you wanna get along and be a friend of mine, it's gotta be 50-50.
The David Dusing Singers with Chris Smith and Billy Johnson's 1905, Goodbye, I'll See You Some More, and Lynn Thigpen with Smith and Jim Burris's 1914, 50-50. What follows is an unusual song. This isn't the Jonah speaking, but rather the observations of those who watch, but black people rather than white. The tone is disapproving, even mocking, but it's also performed by an African-American for an audience of whites, so it affects a tone of confusion, disapproval, and deference, or so you might be tempted to believe. Nobody ever said that race in America lacked irony and ambiguity. This is Burt Williams with She's Getting More Like the White Folks Every Day.
Such a monster scene since the day that I was born has bounced up here in the last few weeks between me and Sally Holmes. Finley had a normal constitution with plenty good sense to spare, but since she's been following the white folks, this put Sally in the air. My troubles, they just started at a big hotel, she said. The lady sent for her up there to come and be the maid. When we used to go to the restaurant, plain pork chop would do. Now she's got to have a bird of paradise cooked up in a stew. What do you think? She's getting more like the white folks every day. She's packing heat more like on every way. Once she was stuck on calico patterns, now all she wants is silk and satin. Getting more like the buffer man every day. I know at a home that she only had just one kind of meat. Now she's got to have two different kinds or else she cannot eat. I know in Paris it was a luxury, she'd eat them boiled or fried. Now she's got to have hummingbird heart before she's satisfied. She's bought herself some iron, she's been straightening out her hair. She's got herself some calcium that helps to make her fair. I know when she sang the Swanee River like it never was sung before. Since she's been working in a hotel, that gal wobbles out baby dough. Getting more like the white folks every day, ain't you though? Hacking heat more like on every way, came on herself. Once she was stuck on calico patterns, now all she wants is silk and satin. Getting more like the bucker man every day, bucker man needs white folks.
Burt Williams with his and George Walker's 1901, She's Getting More Like the White Folks Every Day. You can define the Jonah man and woman, but you also have to give them some elbow room. The tighter you make the definition, the less possibility you leave for attitude, in both senses of the word. Jonahs are ultimately irreverent and deceptive. There's what they are and what they really are. The black experience in America is inseparable from poverty, and that translates into Jonah songs. Here are two financial laments, the David Dusing Singers' Gimme the Leavens and Burt Williams' All Going Out and Nothing Coming In.
I little bit here below. Smaller my little bit seems to grow. I got so now I don't look for no more than the leaves.
The David Dusing Singers with Bob Cole and James Weldon Johnson's 1904 Gimme the Leavin's and Burt Williams with his and George Walker's 1902 All Going Out and Nothing Coming In. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Jonah's songs are nearly all songs of character in the form of dramatic monologues or soliloquies. But like so many songs of its time, this is a narrative that's also a coon song. And like many of the stereotypical coon songs of the time, It takes great, if unseemly, pleasure in mocking an African-American preacher. The De Cormier Singers, The Preacher and the Bear.
A preacher went out hunting, 'twas on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. And on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear marched out to the middle of the road, and he waltzed to the preacher, you see. The preacher got so excited that he climbed up a cinnamon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, and the preacher climbed out on a limb. He cast his eyes to the God in the skies, these words he said to him. Daniel from the lion's den. Also, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and then. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good book to declare now, Lord. If you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't you help that bear. The preacher stayed way up in that tree all day and through the night. He said, oh Lord, if you don't help the bear, you'll see one awful fight. Just about then the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. He reached in his pocket, got his hunting knife out before he hit the ground. He hit the ground cutting left and right and put up a very good fight. The bear then hugged the preacher, he squeezed him a little too tight. The preacher lost his hunting knife and the bear held on with a bib. He cast his eyes to the God in the skies and once more said to him,
the lion's den. Also, deliver Jonah from the belly of the whale and bear. Three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. So the good book to declare now.
I'll read the Bible through and through and do what you tell me to do. I'll pray and pray till the judgment day, and for my sins I'll gladly pay. But all I ask is please be fair, 'cause if you can't help me now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that.
The De Cormier Singers with Joe Arzonia's 1904, The Preacher and the Bear. To illustrate what he meant by a Jonah man, here's how Burt Williams described his hard luck character with a tale of woe. Even if it rained soup, he said, he'd be holding a fork. Burt Williams, The Unlucky Blues.
Since those bygone days of old Jonah, as a person has said, luck as mine. Seems that I was born just for sorrow, and the sun on me won't shine. I've lost most every friend I have. I'm just a good man feeling bad. Bred in Kentucky, should have been lucky, but somehow I'm forever sad. I'm got those unlucky blues, right from my head down to my shoes. Even my mailman, he don't bring nothing but bad news. Lord have mercy, gal, turn me down. They say I'm just a clown. My old landlord looking for the rent. When it comes around, it's me for a tent. 'Cause the panic pursues with those unlucky blues. Once on the time I jumped into the river just to try to throw myself away. But some folks, they dive right in after me and spoil the perfect day. Nobody ever treats me kind. Don't nothing seem to ease my mind. Those anti-doings cause my ruin. Someday I'll leave this world behind. I'm got those unlucky blues, right from my head down to my shoes. even my mailman, he don't bring nothing but bad news. Lord, help me, gal, turn me down. Say that I'm just a clown. My old landlord looking for my rent. Oh, when it comes around, it's me but tent. Cause the panic pursues with those unlucky blues. Oh, Lord.
Burt Williams with Ted Lewis and J. Russell Robinson's 1920 Unlucky Blues. A few weeks ago, I played a spiritual called Nobody Knows the Trouble I See. Because Jonah's songs often use humor, their troubles feel small by comparison. But both kinds of songs speak for an oppressed people, except that Jonah's songs fight back. At the very least, they describe the problems that bother everyone, but resonate differently in the lives of African Americans. Burt Williams, Let It Alone.
In going through this pig iron world, it sometimes acts of you to give advice at certain times and just tell folks what to do. Now, at these times, I'm going to tell you what I think the wisest plan when it comes to mixing in with things that you just don't understand. Let it alone. Let it alone. If it don't concern you, why, let it alone. Don't go for flushing and putting on airs, dipping your face in other people's affairs. Because if you don't know, why then say so. And go on about your business and let it alone. You see two people fussing. Well, a man and a woman will say. You just don't think it's right that they should act and carry on that way. You think to yourself, well, I'm going to stop that row. But just as you draw nigh, the lady swats the gentleman with a poker across his eye. Let it alone. Let it alone. You don't know the people, so let it alone. They know their business. Right, all right. Why, they practice that way every night. You go butting in and then they'll bust your chin. You better mind your own business and let it alone. You're gonna dance them now. That's my glide. Don't go for blushing and putting on airs and dipping your face in other people's affairs. If you don't know, say so. Go on about your business and let it alone.
Burt Williams with his and Alex Rogers' 1906 Let It Alone. On the surface of these songs, there's something about knowing your place, about being both invisible and hypervisible. But beneath the surface, these songs testify to the fact that blacks got very good at reading the signs and developing a submissive language of survival and mockery. The trickster, the wise fool, the shapeshifter found a home in America. Don't argify, and ain't that a shame.
Then again, he has a way of buttoning I
Washington, wet to the skin.
The David Dusing Singers with John B. Lowitz's 1905 Don't Argify, and Max Morath with John Queen and Walter Wilson's 1901 Ain't That a Shame. The Jonah Man's characteristic utterance is a plaint or a lament. The world punishes and constrains him. Life's hard. Confronting forces beyond anything he can counter, he falls back on the only thing he can do. He uses songs to express his needs, his resentments, his suffering. And suffering isn't too strong a word. You find it just beneath his cover of humor and subservience, just before you discover the rage. Mr. Johnson, Turn Me Loose, and Bill, You Done Me Wrong.
Evening, everything was still, oh babe. The moon was climbing down behind the hill, oh babe. I thought everybody was fast asleep, but old man Johnson was on his beat, oh babe. I went down into a floating crap game where the boys was gambling with might and main. I thought I'd be a sport and be dead game. I gambled all my money, but I wasn't to blame. One fella's point was little Joe, betting 6 bits a quarter that he'd make the four. He made that point, but he made no more. Just then Johnson came through the door. Oh, Mr. Johnson, turn me loose. I got no money but a good excuse. Oh, Mr. Johnson, I'll be good. Oh, Mr. Johnson, turn me loose. Don't you take me to the calaboose. Oh, Mr. Johnson, I'll be good. Evening drew a whole month's pay, oh babe. Started for a home, but along the way, oh babe, I got to playing poker to forget my cares. I didn't hear Johnson come up the stairs, oh babe. Now listen, my honey, if you can't keep still, about a mile and a quarter out of Louisville, I hadn't had a winner, I started to lose. I got a pair of aces and a little pair of twos. Drew another ticket, if I'd have filled up, I'd have bought you a ruby and a silver-haired pup. I turned that card, but I never did see. Just then old Johnson put the arm on me.
Thank you.
Max Morath with Ben Harney's 1896 Mr. Johnson, Turn Me Loose, and the David Dusing Singers with Huey Cannon and the Leighton Brothers, 1904, Bill, You Done Me Wrong. Songs by and about the Jonah Man take the listener from humor to pathos to anger and write a chapter in the history of black song in America. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.